You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority is a behemoth of an agency. It manages nearly $250 million in Medicaid funds to improve the lives of 80,000 people with mental illness, physical and intellectual disabilities, and substance use disorders. But the board that runs this behemoth is coming under some fierce fire these days for a pattern of waste, conflicts of interest, and cronyism. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has this report.
Let's meet just a couple of the people whose quality of life depends on the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority. Jerome is a 27-year-old hardworking guy with a great sense of humor. He has an intellectual disability, and he got his first full-time job last year at a window company. His job is to punch holes in the window frames, run them through a machine that scrapes off the rough edges.
Then we clean it by hand, and that's it.
Medicaid dollars that flow through the authority got Jerome this job, an aid to help him manage his money, and a place to live in a small group home. For maybe the first time in his life, he fits in.
I don't care about the money, but I just care about the team, and we get the job done.
Then there's Rebecca Parton. She has a disabling genetic condition that affects her joints, her hearing, and her vision. She needs a ventilator at night. Most of the time, she's in a wheelchair. She also has a master's degree in social work.
I have staff that assist me with things like dressing, getting ready for the day, getting ready for bed. But if it weren't for having those staffing hours, I wouldn't have been able to live on campus.
Parton is now a research assistant at the University of Michigan. You can see how important it is that the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority manages its huge Medicaid budget well and gets as much of the money as possible to people who need it. But too often, that hasn't been happening. The authority wastes a lot of money. One of the biggest sources of waste is an extra layer of bureaucracy that is unique to Wayne County. No other authority in the state has this extra layer of subcontractors called MCPNs. Here's how it works. The state gives Medicaid funds to the authority. The authority gives money to the MCPN agencies. The agencies subcontract with other companies that actually hire the staff to help people like Jerome and Rebecca Parton. Jeff DeLay is a former COO of the authority. He says getting rid of these agencies would save millions of dollars a year. The state told the authority it would be okay to eliminate them. Executive staff recommended it to no avail.
Many times the chair of the board would say during open meeting, we're not getting rid of MCPNs.
The board is comprised of 12 political appointees, half chosen by Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, half by Wayne County Executive Warren Evans. Increasingly, that board has come to loggerheads with management over financial issues. Take the authority's most problematic subcontractor, Integrated Care Alliance, or ICA. The authority had to bail out ICA more than five times for running over its budget. To make things worse, management discovered ICA had been tacking on 2% unauthorized fees to all its claims to the authority. It had gone on for a long time. The authority legally could have gone back 6 years to recoup that money.
You know, we get to the board and they wouldn't allow us to do that.
The board would only allow management to recoup 12 months of the unauthorized fees. DeLay says ICA has overbilled the authority by more than $20 million over a decade and a half. In some cases, it's not clear why the board so fiercely defends such a wasteful status quo. DeLay says in other cases, it seems more clear. He says the authority's management wanted to stop what they thought were unnecessary payments to Detroit Receiving Hospital. But the board chairman, Herbert Smitherman, put a stop to that. Smitherman is a doctor who's affiliated with receiving. DeLay says that's a pretty clear conflict of interest. It got so he felt he couldn't do his job. DeLay's boss would tell staff to do one thing.
But yet I also had board members, you know, who were trying to direct what we were to do and what we weren't to do. We kept hoping the state would come in and do something.
But by this time, state officials were already embroiled in the Flint water crisis. DeLay left the authority in frustration in 2016. Shortly after that, the board voted to strip management of its ability to terminate a contract at all. The problems with the board are well known to state advocates for people struggling with mental illness and disabilities.
The Detroit Wayne Board kind of eats its own young.
That's Elmer Serrano, head of Michigan Protection and Advocacy Service. He places some of the blame on the people who appoint the board, Mike Duggan, Warren Evans, and Wayne County commissioners.
They're either not paying attention to what's happening to the money, or unfortunately, they are paying attention and understand how to move that money around in ways that don't benefit people with disabilities or people with mental illness. It's really more political, in my view.
There are signs that the state is now taking some steps to try to improve the situation. The State Office of Inspector General has recommended new language be included in the next contract between the state and mental health authorities. The language makes it clear that authorities must notify the state of suspected overbilling or fraud. That could make it harder for the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority to sweep its overspending under the rug. I'm Tracy Samilton.
Tracy is here now to tell us a little more about reporting on this story. Tracy, I'm wondering why we don't hear from Authority Board Chairman Dr. Herbert Smitherman.
You know, it wasn't for lack of trying. I made 4 requests, either over the phone or email, to his communications director, let him know details of what the story was going to say, and was declined the opportunity to interview him. I also asked Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan for interviews, Wayne County Executive Warren Evan, Wayne County Commissioners. No one said yes.
It makes me wonder if they think this will all go away.
You know, this has been going on for a really long time, and it is so hard to get people to speak honestly and openly about it. I kind of wonder the same thing. I could get only a handful of people to talk to me on the record. Everybody else was like, no, I can't talk to you. I have to talk to you on background only, because if I talk about this, the board is going to retaliate against me, and my agency will lose its money. My people will lose their jobs.
What do people think should be done?
You know, I got a lot of agreement here on the people that I talked to. They're like, look, restructure the board, term limit the members of the board. Let the governor appoint some of the members of the board. Actually, a lot of people think it's a pretty simple fix. But when I asked the state whether this was on the table, they said no.
And when we talk about this overbilling, we're talking about taxpayer money and money that is supposed to be helping people who really need that help.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about kids, adults, you know, with autism, cerebral palsy, multiply impaired, you know, folks, severe chronic mental illness. These are really the most vulnerable of the vulnerable in Wayne County, and they need every dime that they can get.
Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you.